Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Fatia. I'm 12 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Aaliyah. I'm 10 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, and bookish things.
And that's what we'll do today. We're often joined by our friend Jada, but not today. But we hope Jada's having a great week and reading lots of great books. And that we'll connect soon. But we're going to dive right in, because I know our friend Fatia has to leave soon. But so we're going to start with Fatia, so we make sure to hear from her. What did you want to share today?
I wanted to share a poem about Christmas. Christmas is fun for everyone. Soft, shimmering snow you can throw. The snow is as cold as ice cream. And the snowy frost is a dream. Santa and Rudolph soaring through the starry sky. Gifts on the sleigh are piled up high. He cautiously creeps like a mouse down the chimney and into the house. The pile of presents is a mountain of joy. A train set, some dolls, and a cuddly toy. The children's faces are full of glee. As they open their presents by the tree, the dinner is a banquet fit for king and queen. It's the most beautiful Christmas I've ever seen.
Cool. Getting in the holiday spirit. Are you all excited for Christmas? Do you all celebrate?
I'm excited for the winter break.
Yeah.
It's like 2 weeks, I believe.
Wow, that sounds nice. Yeah, I loved winter break when I was a kid. You don't usually get winter break as an adult unless you are a teacher. But yeah, that was always a fun time. And it's always interesting because Christmas is a lot of things that are connected with Christmas are things around it being cold. But there are places in the world, in the country, where it's not that cold at Christmas time. That's always interesting to me. As somebody that grew up in like the Northeast where there was snow, like snowy winter wonderland Christmas all the time, that seems standard to me. But then thinking about people that celebrate it in warm climates is interesting.
I did that once when I lived in Florida. It
Yeah.
was very, very, very warm. So we just had to pray that Santa was not too hot in his very, very, very extremely warm outfit.
Yeah, I wonder how the sleigh does on non-snowy rooftops. Although it's not always snowy here either, I guess. But I spent one Christmas in Abu Dhabi and it was definitely warm there. But it was fun. There's just like all the snow decorations were fake. Like fake snowmen instead of real ones. Although we have fake snowmen here too. But this month is flying by, so we'll be at Christmas before we know it.
In Florida, we had to make sandmen instead of snowmen.
That seems hard.
Trust me, it is very hard.
They're probably kind of sloppy looking, no offense. Despite your best efforts. The thing about like making a sand castle, like those are hard to get. Like as you get higher, it's harder to keep the levels together. That seems like a fun challenge. Oh. Well, thanks for sharing your poem, Patia. All right. So I can share one of the books that I read recently. It's a book that I've meant to read for ages, and I feel like there have been multiple times where I've started it, but then had to read something else for some reason, and so put it aside. And so this time I finally read it through. It's called A Lapse Away, and it's by Darcy Little Badger. And it's the first in a series, but I don't think the second book has come out yet, has it? Oh no, it did. How did I totally miss that? There's a second book. All right. Well, oh, and it's a prequel. So that's interesting. But so I read the first book in the series, and it was a debut novel, and it's a fantasy novel, and it's set in Texas. And the main character is named A Lapse Away, the name of the book, but goes by Ellie for short. And it's set in sort of an, it's like a contemporary America, but it's like an alternative or an alternate timeline contemporary America. And there's lots of fantastical elements like ancestral magic and spirits of dead animals. And one thing that Ellie can do is raise the spirits of dead animals. And one of her closest companions is her ghost dog, Kirby. And at one point, she has a bad dream that her cousin is in, her older cousin Trevor, who's a beloved cousin. He's an adult cousin, she's a teen. But in the dream, he says that he was murdered. And she wakes up thinking it's just a dream, but feeling very haunted by it. And later on, she finds out that he did actually die, and that it's being ruled an accident, a car crash. But she's convinced by her dream that he was murdered, and her parents luckily believe her, and so they decide to go with her to try to solve his murder. And so it's an interesting story. Yeah, it's won several awards, or it's been nominated for several awards. It won the Locus Award for Best First Novel, and it was a Nebula Award finalist, a Lodestar Award finalist, and an American Indian Youth Literature Award finalist. So it got quite a lot of acclaim for, and several starred reviews for being a debut novel. And she's written some other books since then that are also acclaimed. It's a very interesting book. So again, that's A Lapse Away by Darcy Little Badger. And I don't think I mentioned that she is an Apache teen as well. So it ties in some stories and lore around that as well. Into this story. But so that was one of my recent reads. That is a book for, it's a book for teens. I'm pretty sure we have it in our teen collection. I think it could be read as either a middle grade, like an older middle grade novel, or a teen novel. So I think it has a wide audience potential. Another book that I read recently that's an adult book, but that I think would be appropriate for teen readers is a book called The Hounding. by, and I don't know for sure how to pronounce this person's name. It's like Zenobe Purvis, Xenobe Purvis. Zenobe? I don't know. I should have looked it up, but I did not look up how to pronounce that before the show. But this book, I'm trying to remember when it's set. Is it 17th century? 18th century. So it's set in 18th century England, and it centers on a family, the Mansfield girls. So all of the daughters of this family, they live with their grandfather and some of the people that work on the property, and then other people in the community. So they live in a village called Little Nettlebed, and the book cuts between different characters. So there'll be like the ferryman, the woman that works at the pub, a guy that works at the house of the Mansfields. So you hear from different perspectives throughout the book, but a rumor gets started that these sisters, who vary in age from like little girls to teens, but a rumor starts that they're turning into dogs, that some mystical thing is going on and that they're turning into dogs. And it explores how this develops. And it's a very interesting book in that way, as one can assume from a book that's about girls possibly turning into dogs.
So I read this one awesome book. Well, I started it. I didn't finish it yet. It's called Nimona. It's by N.D. I think it's
Stevenson.
Stevenson. Yes.
Yeah, that's a great book.
And it starts out where this random girl just walks into this guy's house, and then this guy's like, "Who the heck are you?" And then she's like, "I'm Nimona. I was sent by the National Guard so that I can be your sidekick." Shakes his hand very rapidly. And then he's like, "I don't need a sidekick. I'm not a villain." So the storyline is that he is told to be a villain, but he's not a villain. The people that are controlling the city are villains. And they're trying to hurt everyone that doesn't follow their rules. So, Nimona and the random guy help save the city. And then Nimona can shapeshift. So, she turned into a humongous monster and then accidentally set the place on fire. But I'm not going to tell you anymore because then that would spoil the whole book.
Yeah, that's a really fun book. I do love that she comes and she's like, "I am your new evil sidekick." And he's like, "No, you're not." She's like, "Too bad. I am your sidekick." I
Too
also
bad.
love the names in the book. So she is the evil sidekick for Lord Ballister Blackheart, which is a
Yes,
great
that's
name.
his name.
And then his nemesis is Sir Ambrosius Goldenloin.
These names,
They're so good.
they're
Yeah,
awesome, but
that's a
weird.
like longtime favorite of mine. And we've had a lot of Bound by Books readers throughout the years that have loved that book as well. And it was eventually made into a Netflix film, so if you haven't seen it yet, perhaps once you're done
I've
reading
seen it.
it, you
I've seen
have.
it.
Okay. I like the book more than the next Netflix film, but I liked the film too.
I have another book. It's
Yeah.
called Dork Diaries Pop Star. And it's where this girl, she is a really good singer, but she needs a band. And she enters the talent show not knowing what the name is. And then this mean girl named Mackenzie, she says, "This form was not fully filled out because she wrote for the name. I'm not really sure yet." But Mackenzie lied because that is technically filling it out. So she does the talent show. I'm not going to tell you how she did because that would, again, spoil the book. So I think you should read it. It's probably a book for, like, kids 8 up, and Nimona is probably for kids 9 and up.
Yeah, I forget what Nimona. I think it's yeah. So at least on Amazon they suggest for 13 and up for Nimona, but I think I know younger readers that have read it and loved it. And I think most readers can handle all of the
I
themes and
am
language and
definitely not 13, and I have read.
yeah. Yeah, I've known many readers that are younger that have loved that book over the
Guilty.
years, so I think it's fine. I
Guilty
say
as
go for it.
charged. I was caught red-handed.
Not literally.
No, my hands are not red. They're more yellow.
What's that time of year too, when at the end of the year there's so many like best of lists that come out, and I've been having so much fun borrowing and sampling different books that have made that list.
I hope that Nimona makes the list.
Well, that one wouldn't because it came out in 2015. So 10 years ago, it would have likely made the list.
That was the year I was born.
Aw, that book's as old as you.
Yay! It's an old book. It's so old that it is getting wrinkled.
No, not yet. But yeah, that was like a much beloved book. Like it was a National Book Award finalist. It won a Will Eisner Comic Industry Award. It
I know, I
had
saw that.
many, many starred reviews. It was on a ton of best lists at the end of the year. So well deserved. I
Very
haven't seen as
guilty.
many graphic novel year-end book lists. I feel like I've seen some that were more geared towards adults rather than kids, but I'll keep an eye out, share some
If you
faves.
see any awesome graphic novels for my age, tell me, because I
Okay.
must check them out.
Yeah.
Because
I'm
I
sure there's
love
some that have
you.
made some of these lists.
If it's on the list and it's a graphic novel for my age group, I must check it out.
I wonder
It
what this
is
is.
a need.
I'll have to keep looking. I'm sure there's a list out there. Oh, the Multnomah Library, County Library out in Oregon has a best of list of graphic novels for kids. We have most of these in the library. Stop by sometime and I'll show you some books, Aaliyah.
Yay! Can I tell about a movie that I really love?
Yeah, of course.
There's this one movie, it's on Netflix. I don't know if you've seen it, but it's called K-Pop Demon Hunters. Most people have seen
I've
it.
seen it.
Most people have
It's
seen it.
terrific.
It is
It's so good.
terrifically terrific.
It was just nominated for a Golden Globe Award for Best Animated Feature.
Awesome!
And Best Song, of course.
My sister's kind of mad at me because I've been singing it on repeat,
It
like
is,
forever and ever.
which is a certain song or
No, just all the
just
songs.
all of them. There's a couple of them that, like, once you hear it, it just gets stuck in your head and it's a
Yeah.
good song, but it's hard when songs are that earwormy. Golden's
Like
definitely an
Soda Pop.
earworm. Oh yeah, Soda Pop. I forget, right after I watched it, there was one in my head for a really long time and I can't remember which one it was. But it wasn't Golden and it wasn't Soda Pop. Maybe it was the, is it, where the, is it Take Down? Is that a
Take
song?
down, take
Yeah,
down, 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 down.
that one was stuck in my head for a couple days. It was rough.
I don't think you're ready for the
That?
take down. A demon
Exactly.
with no feelings don't deserve to live. It's so obvious. I'ma gear up and take it down. Na-na-na-na-na-na. Take down. Na-na-na-na-na-na. I've totally memorized them.
Yeah, that's one of those. I feel like sometimes there's media that gets really popular with young people, and I'm kind of like, I don't really get it. Like, it's not for me. But that
Do
one I
you know Your
get.
Idol? Do you know the song Your Idol? It's from the same movie.
Probably, but I haven't seen it. I saw it like when it first came out. I haven't seen it since. But what do you like about the movie, since you're suggesting it to people?
The demons.
Like
The
the
demons are
demons.
awesome. Awesome demons. They can turn into any form they want. It's awesome.
Yeah.
But
I
I
like
also
the
love the hunters. It's impossible to choose who has the better music.
The
Hunters
music's very
does
good.
awesomely
There's
awesome songs,
I
and
like
so and the Soulja Boys do awesomely awesome songs.
Yeah. So the music's really good. There's adventure, there's a little romance, there's a lot of comedy. It's just really fun. There's
Oh,
also
and
like
one of the
serious
Soulja
emotions and
One of the Saja boys' names is Romance. There's Baby, Jinu, Abby, Romance, and Mystery. And then for Huntress, there's Rumi, Zoe, and Mira.
Very fun.
I
I
highly
hope it
recommend that
wins.
movie.
Although I haven't seen the other animated films, so I gotta watch some more.
I totally recommend that movie.
Me too. Gold stars across the board. Thumbs up.
Double thumbs up.
To the thumbs. All the thumbs.
If I had three thumbs,
They'd be
no.
up.
If I had 15 thumbs, they would all be up. But I don't.
Oh well.
I only have two.
I don't think you could handle that many thumbs.
No, not at all.
That'd be a funny superhero power.
Yeah.
Thumbs. Lots of thumbs.
A
Anyway,
couple thumbs.
with that in mind, we're going to say goodbye for the day and keep thinking about a world where somebody has that many thumbs. But we hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time, and we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then.
Bye and happy reading.
Try to hide, but something broke. I tried to sing, couldn't hit the notes. The words kept catching in my throat. I try to smile, I was suffocating though. But here with you, I can finally breathe. You say you're no good, but you're good for me. I've been hoping to change, now I know we can change. But I won't if you're not by my side. Why does it feel right every time I let you in? Why does it feel like I can tell you anything? All the secrets that keep me in chains. By, and I lose perspective. Yeah, hope only hurts, so I just forget it. But you're breaking through all the dark in me when I thought that nobody could. And you're waking up all these parts of me that I thought were buried for good. Between imposter and this monster, I've been lost inside my head. Ain't no choice when all these voices keep me pointing towards no end. It's just easy when I'm with you. No one sees me the way you do. I don't trust it, but I want to. I keep coming back to why does it feel right every time I let you in?
Senganananda, 없이 꺼닌다.
지금은 가.